WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
The steep rise of COVID cases in Illinois means more people are having direct experiences with the virus. Either they've had it or know someone who has. That's shifting some attitudes about the disease. But even within a single family, the takeaways can be profoundly different. WBEZ's Odette Youssef has one family's story.
Mario Diaz remembers a brief conversation he and his wife had a few weeks ago. It was about a family gathering that his mom was planning on Halloween night to celebrate the birthday of one of his nieces.
My wife actually was the one that said, "Is this safe? Should we be getting together for dinner?" And we said, "Oh, we were together at Dad's wake, Dad's funeral. We've been together, you know, once a week since my dad died. I think we'll be fine."
Mario's family, his four siblings and their mom, are close. They all live within a one-mile radius of each other in Chicago's McKinley Park neighborhood. Since the pandemic began, they've held even closer together to weather a family tragedy. Mario's father passed in early July from cancer. They figured that if they made a bubble together and limited interactions to the 20 or so siblings, spouses, and children, they could grieve and gather safely.
So we were comfortable. We didn't get sick then. So we thought, oh, well, you know, we're fine. We're not going to get sick now. And obviously, that was incorrect.
Mario now calls that dinner gathering a super spreader event. Of the 21 people who were there, at least six have tested positive so far. That includes Mario's wife, Linda, two of his sisters, his nephew, and nephew's girlfriend. Most concerning is Mario's 75-year-old mother. Earlier this week, her blood oxygen level plummeted. She was rushed to an intensive care unit. She's still there.
Was it worth getting together for dinner on Halloween with my siblings, knowing that this was going to be the outcome? No, it wasn't.
Mario himself hasn't felt ill, but the toll it's taken on his mom, his wife, and his siblings has made him vow never to risk exposing his family again. Surprisingly, though, his wife, Linda, now feels less afraid of COVID, and she got it.
I'm still going to probably be concerned and cautious, but it wasn't as scary because it didn't hit us as hard as it could have.
Linda says before she got COVID, she was really scared of it. She saw in the news that ICU beds were filling up. She didn't want to risk being hospitalized, leaving her four kids and husband on their own. Make no mistake, Linda's experience with COVID was no cakewalk.
I felt terrible for the first 5 to 6 days.
She still has a lingering cough, some fatigue, and does deep breathing exercises throughout the day to keep her lungs open. But Linda says the fact that she wasn't hospitalized made the virus less intimidating. It dispelled her anxiety over whether she could get through it. But the seeming randomness of the disease, who catches it, how bad it is, disturbs Eva Diaz. Eva is Mario's older sister and Linda's sister-in-law.
I'm more afraid of it now because you don't know how it's going to react in your body.
Eva says she already had a great fear of COVID because she's diabetic and overweight, factors that could lead to more severe illness. She caught it at the dinner gathering, and it's been bad, but she's managed at home. Even so, witnessing her mom's decline has left her with an even greater appreciation of the toll that the virus can take.
You don't know who's going to end up on dialysis, who's going to end up in the hospital, who's going to end up in ICU. It's very scary.
Even as feelings vary in this one family over how much COVID is to be feared, they all agree that Thanksgiving is canceled. It's a necessary decision, but a painful one in a year when being together has helped them through the grief of their father's death. Odette Youssef, WBEZ News.